Não, puxa lá. Hello? Hello?
Hey,
I call back.
sorry, my nephew had my phone and he pressed the hanger button.
No
He
problem.
called. I was like, bro, like what's up?
It's okay. It's okay. Kids, happens.
Yeah, man.
So, are you free right now,
I'm
or
sorry. She,
are you caught
yeah,
up?
I'm free. I've been sitting here. I was like, I was supposed to call him at 1.
Yeah,
Well, it's
man,
12 now. Rescheduled to
I
1.
just got stuck so bad because I wasn't, you remember I wasn't coming in for 2 days, so it's just been,
Yeah, 'cause you're. Is she feeling better?
I guess I can't skip work for too long,
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm still
Understand.
banged it up, from shoulder, chest, that's all. But, well,
Dang.
what can you do? It's part of life. So,
God, you said she's paralyzed?
wait, who?
Oh, I thought you said your fiance was paralyzed at first.
When
My
did I say
bad.
that?
I thought I heard it, but
No,
I must have
no.
misheard you. All
She wasn't even with me. It was me, Han Solo,
right.
when I got wrecked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew.
I'm glad she wasn't with
Nah, I understand. Understand.
I survived, so that's
I
always
just
an upside.
Now I'm sorry you got in the rig. I mean, I know how that is. I'm without a car right now myself because of my wreck that I had, and that was like in November.
Oh, that's cool. So, wait, let me open the last, what's the last sent file? So, let's see, let's confirm. Here we go. You have the file open, the last one?
I'm about to get it right now. I forgot. I left my computer out here, but I'm getting it right
Cool.
now. I checked it yesterday. Just in case, because I know sometimes there's, that's like May. Oh yeah, okay, this is July 12. Okay, yeah, I have it open.
Let me know when you open the file. So,
I have it open.
while you're doing that, getting back to your original concern, you still believe that this is, too soft-spoken for the kind of emotion you want in the book, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I completely
Just
understand. I did have a meeting with the writer, so
a
basically.
I know I don't really present myself
Yeah.
as like where the book is coming from, but I do try to keep it professional because we are in a professional relationship at this point, so I don't
I'll be
want
very
to
honest with you, Colin.
come
I'll be
off
very honest with you. I'll be very honest with you. That is pretty much the only reason why the overall tone of the book had become so soft-spoken, because from like the recordings that we have on our hand, you generally, in the way you speak, are so respectful overall. So the assumption went that you won't actually, you know, have that kind of situation. I did clear it up to the writer, and, you know, moving ahead, we'll make relative revisions. That's why it's taking a bit more time to get this draft done, because we're trying to revise how things will be done going forward.
So, okay, I'm like I said, me personally, I try to be as professional or as respectful as I can, but, like, because I don't really, you know, I don't like talking in a certain vernacular.
I do understand.
If I'm going through this process.
Something important that needs to be done for the book. When you are telling me about a situation, go off, man. Go off the hinge. It's fine. Like, we need to understand the emotion. If you want to curse, go for it, man. Like, it's, of course, you want, because we want to understand the exact emotion, the conversation, how it happened, what were you feeling at that time. Because if we can't grasp that from the, you know, recordings, the writer doesn't have a lot to go on when it comes to making up the conversation. Like, because, like, as, like, if you read the red letter at the end of the file I sent you, in the second paragraph, you see, I wasn't sure if you liked the made-up conversation between you and Mark.
The conversation was cool. I had just a couple of, I guess, concerns about it. And it was more so like, let me go down to it. It where it says like good work, boy. It's like I don't like the way how that sounded, like how he like rubbed my hair. It makes me sound like I'm just like I'm such a little kid. Like if this, you know, like if we gonna portray it a certain way, I want to portray it as if he's my OG, right? So if he coming through, he's like you got that bag for me or whatever. He's like, yeah. It's right here. He's like, all right, cool. You know, he tasted it. And I'm, you know, like, but I don't want to come off as like, because, like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, if he's my OG, of course that's overall, he's looking out for me. So he going to give me the game on what to do, what not to do. And I'm not saying, like, he was really a bad influence, because my OG really was a good influence on me. Like, he's the one, he was like, hey, you need, like, he was like, okay, I'm gonna try to be real. He was like, hey, nigga, like, you got a real chance to get the fuck up out of here. He's like, this is cool for right now, but be careful doing this shit. And remember, like, we don't do this shit to make a lifestyle out of this shit. Like, most people that do this are trying to make it the fuck out of here. And you actually got a fucking chance to get out of here. And, you know, I took everything that he told me, like, with a grain of salt. Like, I wasn't trying to stay in it, that type of environment. I wasn't trying to stay in that shit. Like, it's cool for the time being, but, like, this is not end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean about. And that's why, you know, like, yeah, I can talk like that, but I really try not to, like I say, because we're in a professional relationship.
Fine.
So,
Holy. Okay. Being 100% with you, okay? One, it's nice to see you being respectful, but for the essence of the book, it's good to, you know, go free with your words and just, you know, whatever you want to speak, it's fine. We understand, because that's part of the book. It's not like you're screaming at me.
Okay.
It's pretty chill.
Okay.
And we understand.
I hated my situation. But me personally, I looked up to the hustler because I knew they knew how to get the fuck on, or I knew they knew how to get money to, you know, keep up a certain portrayal. Like me, I never tried to keep a certain portrayal. I just wanted to get some money, help pay the bills with my mom, because I mean, shit, we almost got evicted when I was like 14, and I'm like, shit, well here goes some money, and she's like, well, you know, where the fuck you get this money from? Like, don't worry about it. No, I got it. The rent was paid, and that's all you need to know. And then, so she, you know, later on that week, she get paid, and she give me all my money back. I'm like, nah, that was for you. You know, like it wasn't honey dear. It just wasn't like that. You know, it was more so like when I told my mama I was leaving, I wasn't even living with my mama. Like, I moved out at 16. I was staying with some friends when I was 16, and I up and called her one night as she was going to work and was like, I'm leaving in the morning. I'm going to Alabama. I said, I got to get out of here. I said, because I'm only going to end up dead or in jail. That's like, that's the only place my life is going to go. And I can see it so clearly that I got to get the fuck out of here or I'm going to be just like these motherfuckers. You know, like, so
yeah.
I'm trying to get out of here. And so if it wasn't for that, and, you know, she didn't fully understand it until the day I graduated in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of her most proudest moments because her and a couple of my other family members, they all drove from Texas to Alabama to come see me graduate.
That's nice. But let's see. Getting back to a part of the story, like we are currently at, like returning to Texas, you're getting all the flashbacks and everything.
Yeah.
So, currently, which part exactly would you want to, you know, be revised? Like, be very honest on this. What part do you want to be?
So, all the stuff where it talks about, like, you know, focus on your studies. I don't want to use the word studies. I don't want to use, you know, I would rather, like, you know, you need to be hitting these books. You don't, you know, because, like I said, I never had anybody that talked about, like, you know, do your studies, and like I said, it wasn't honey, it wasn't
what,
deer.
What would you prefer? Because, like, there's so many, there's education, academics.
You need to go focus on your books, like, that something like that. Like,
okay.
I don't want to use the words honey, deer. Stuff like that. I haven't even had my wife read it. Like, I really want it on a down to earth level. Like, more so, I guess. More so, I guess I'm gonna have to make it more so as an adult reading it, like a 17-18 year old. I don't know.
Yeah, 16 plus. I understand. 16 plus. Yeah, rougher conversation.
So rougher, edgier, maybe some curse words in there. You know.
Of course.
You know, I really hate using the N-word, but using N-word, stuff
like
that.
I can't use that.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about just in the book.
Yeah, I understand.
But
we can use it in the book, but I can't say that.
Yeah, right. And, you
I
know,
like to live.
You don't use the ER, use the GA version of it, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand because, and that was the reason why I didn't come, because I knew that you know, you're of a different, you know, race.
You can
so
use it.
That's why I
if you, like, I'll be like, if you want to use it, you can use it on me. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So I already said, speak your mind. The more freely you speak, the better the writer will understand.
Okay. So I know I wrote most of it in here on the side or whatever, and I spoke to some of these people. So Lynn doesn't want to use her name in the book. So let's not use her name. Let's use a different name for that.
What we can do is, for now, okay, there aren't a lot of characters overall in the book, right?
Nah.
So how about this?
Not at all.
For now, we'll just use the name of the actual people, okay?
Okay.
And at the end, or you can decide what names you want to replace, or I'll just get my team to add, you know, whatever names they feel like adding.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. For now, I'm cool still using, like, Amanda, because, I mean, me and her don't even talk anymore, but like, you can use that name still. She'd be all right. It's my cousin. She, you know, it's family. We just fight. So. And then Jamel, of course, I want to use his name because he died. He was the one who wrote. He came and got me. I was like, what the fuck wrong? Why would you do that? And I explained the story to him, and then you know, he was like, oh, he was like, man, that makes sense. But he said, man, you got to keep your head straight. But he died like 2 years ago, unfortunately, or a year ago.
I see, I see.
2 years this year, yeah.
I understand.
But yeah, but definitely want to, and I would rather use, like, well, like you said, we could change the names down the road. So
yeah,
Mark right now is fine.
Yeah, the only problem comes in if we publish it. Before publishing, whatever name we use doesn't really matter.
Okay, cool, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do that. I really want to get, like, you know, like I said, my voice heard. Like, if you were reading this, you, like, I don't know if you read the Will Smith book, but, like, you can hear his voice coming through that book.
Yeah.
When I was reading, you want the book
as a reflection of yourself, right?
Yes, 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 definitely.
But you know, for that, we need to have a good reflection of you in the recordings, you know.
Yeah, so I got to be, like you said, I got to be more expressive, more open about everything.
Yeah.
And I could do that. I could do that. You know, me, like I said, I try to be respectful. I try to be, you know, as professional as I can, but I get it now. That makes it makes more sense.
Talking about being professional. In terms of being professional when talking about the story, being professional would be, you know, being precise and pure about the story. So by keeping that and being nice, you're not being truly professional.
I got you. I understand. Because I want to, you know, kind of paint the picture. Like, you know, I'm like me. I got tattoos. You know, I've lived different lives, and you know, I went from one area, such as like being in the street, to, you know, jumping off the porch when I'm 14, and then like realizing like, I can't live like this the rest of my fucking life. Like, I'm 17. I got to get the fuck out of here. This shit really about to start coming on my record. So that's why I went to Alabama and did my thing out there. Then went to the military. Tried to change my life. It wasn't for me because I got issues with authority. And, you know, especially then that shit happened with my homeboy and my ex homeboy. And then went to college and just thugged it out until I was like, something got to shake. Something's going to have to shake, you know. Like, I was really pre-med, and then I was really at the end of my rope. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm 29. I just graduated, got my bachelor's degree, got my second degree, and then I was like, something got to shake. I was like, then I got a call from Intel, and they was like, oh, yeah, come work with us. I'm like, shit, man, fuck this. I'm going to go live life. I'm going to live life to the fullest, man. That's just what I've been doing. But, you know, I want to – the key points of this story, I do want to make them in this – put them in this story. And if I – like I said, if I got to go more in detail and I got to explain it in a different vernacular, then I'll just do that.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, getting back to the storyline, so, as far as the writer says, so she has everything. I already have all the information till chapter 4. I won't take long to restructure and rewrite those chapters. I just need the approval to proceed. Okay. So, given this conversation, she has the approval to restructure the chapters. Okay. So, the rest of the conversation on this call will be about the last paragraph from the writer. Also, it would be helpful if you provide information with more details, since we want to write it as a novel. We would need to add details to add drama element to the story. Details like why your parents got separated, how this impacted your mental health.
I believe I put it in there.
Yeah, you added an
information. I believe I put it in there. And like I said, I didn't even believe that it affected. I didn't realize how it affected me until I got older, like not realizing, like, my pops was a call away, but you know, he wasn't there. Even like growing up, he really wasn't there for me. Like, he was just living there, but, like, not really doing stuff. I mean, we did a couple things, but, like, it was, but he would show more, you know, more favor to his nieces and nephews and my older brother. Because there's two of us. He has a son from a previous marriage,
mm-hmm.
and then it was me and my mom, and me and my brother both grew up as only children. But like the other character that I have, he's my cousin. He died because his stepfather shot him. Because he confronted him for not, you know, basically being a man, not taking care of his shit. And so shot him, killed him, but I was there. I was there the whole summer. And my mom had just came and picked me up, and I came back. By the time I got home, by the time we touched back home, as soon as I got back in the house, found out that he was shot. And he died like a few days later.
That's
just for the details of that part.
But, dude, what? What? That's wow.
Yeah. I was fucked up. Like that was eighth grade. Like I was really in ninth grade thinking like, or. Yeah, I was in ninth grade. Like, I'm about to drop the fuck out, man. Fuck life. I don't want to do nothing. Like, you couldn't tell me no different. That was my brother because he came and lived with me when I was younger. And I didn't meet not knowing the difference between what an actual brother was. Just thinking like, oh, he come and live with me, so now he's my brother. And so he's always told me, like, you know, do good in life. Do, you know, make your mama proud. And that's some of the words that always stuck with me, and so that's what I've been trying to build upon ever since I really graduated high school. Cause I didn't even think I was gonna get through high school. I didn't even know if I was gonna be alive through high school because it was so much bullshit I was going through.
Mm-hmm. But well,
where I come from, it's unheard of. Yeah. It's where I'm from. It's unheard of to really be alive like past 18. So I wasn't even planning for my life past 18 years old because I had no fucking clue. And so once I graduated, I was like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Like, and I was alive. I had no idea.
You know, Colby. Just, you know, I get, like, I understand all of that, but aside from the conversation, for me, this is really funny, because now I feel like I know two characters. One's you, that's Coach Carter, which was before, if you watched the movie.
I've seen a little bit of it, yeah.
And the other's from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
You watched it? Have you watched, you know, Marvel?
Yeah, I've seen Coach Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this. But you said you really want to know the reason. So I'm trying to put everything on the table so they can hear my voice.
Yeah,
this book is really
good.
My baby.
It's just
so
funny.
I mean that's where my head was. I just had no clue, and now I'm here. And I'm just really trying to build on top of it, make your mama proud, and, you know, just do something, like, keep doing something until something work. And I'm, you know, like, my job is not it. I'm still doing other venues like that. You know, I'm writing this book, and I'm thinking about turning this book into a three-part series, you know, because if I do it from me coming back from the military to where I'm at now, and then like depending on how good it feels, I write something before telling me like what I've been through when I was really in the streets and shit like that. So, you know, how pastors were telling me I wasn't gonna be shit. I was gonna just be in jail. I was just gonna do this. I was gonna just do that. Even my own fucking father was telling me the same bullshit. I'm just like, all right, well, I'm gonna show all you bitches different.
I see.
That's why I'm in. Now they know my dad asked me for money, so my mom was like the only person that was in my corner. That was like, nah, I know you can do it. You can do whatever you put your mind to. Now my dad be trying to feel like he got a hand in everything, and he ain't got a hand in shit. I stayed with you for 9 months. This is not you. This is my mama. This is not you. I love my dad because I only get one. I love him, but you had nothing to do with this. This is all me.
Well, I understand, man. I understand. So let me see if you have all the required information as well, because I have attached all of this to the writer. So overall, the discussion, like the things you have pointed out so far in your message, we have gotten across like how your parents were separated, but we
Yes.
haven't cleared out the so wait, not actually, no, this call actually clears the rest of it up. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. The conversation we just had about your brother, who's not your brother, but yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
As far like I said, I didn't realize them splitting up really had any effect. I didn't realize it until I got older, probably a few years ago. Honestly. Like my dad really tore my fucking family apart because I mean, I ain't gonna say he did it by itself because it takes two people. Now I know the real story behind why he did what he did. It was infidelity and it was all other shit that was behind it. My mom was the one who filed for the divorce and heard up like just not even thinking like, maybe it'd be beneficial for us to be together and at least until I at least graduate high school. Graduate together. I was in so much bullshit that like once my dad left, my cousin passed, I was really just like on some fucking shit. I'm just is what it
Never is what it is.
is. I was doing whatever. I mean, so like that. So I guess with all that guidance that was gone, I was pretty much like I felt, more so by myself than anything else, and I was, looking for love in the wrong places, attached to the wrong people, attached to the wrong things, and I was just doing, till eventually me and my mama's relationship it kind of got soured, and that's why I ended up leaving home at 16, and living with my friends and their mom, and I stayed over there until the day I was like, you know what, I gotta go. I'm going to Alabama because I had people breaking my house, steal all my stuff, everything. And I watched them do it. Like I was walking up to my house and I watched them come out my house. Some of them was gone. One dude threw a rock through my window. I'm just like, what the fuck? That was the day I was like, you know what, it's enough of this shit. I'm gone.
I see. I see. Aside from this, overall, the way things are going, aside from the language of it, are you satisfied?
Yes. Besides all that, yes.
Then that's good. Because I wanted a review for the team as well. I assume since things are going well, I'm
Right.
just going to tell the writer to amp up a bit on that spice.
Okay. Okay.
So going forward, you'll start getting revisions for what's already written, and we'll, start working on the rest of it. The drafts will get much
Okay.
better over time. Okay?
Okay, and then did you want to talk about the illustration as well?
You're talking about the book cover, right?
Yes, because I remember we were supposed to be talking about that soon as well.
Yeah. So There are so many ideas that can be developed for a book cover. Well, let me actually open some things. Let me open the overall outline. Cause that would give
me I kind of got some idea, but not fully.
Do you have a decision on the title, or are we still just...
That's what I've been really struggling with, as far as, because I've been thinking about it for weeks, and so I was like, maybe the hard reset for right now.
Because that's the last one we decided on, that would make most sense, the hard reset.
Yeah, and then, now that it's being rewritten, so, I figured maybe I'll be able to read some of the next few, the next few chapters and be like, okay, I got it, but for right now, I guess maybe the hard reset for right now.
Because, we have to represent, since we're going for a novel look, we have to represent the name in the cover as well, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So how about we wait one more draft? Okay. Let's see the next draft.
Okay.
See what you feel like. If you don't feel like things will change, you still feel like hard reset is a good one, we'll go according to that. We'll, start thinking accordingly.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Because, there are so many ways you can go for this. Because you want to write another book after this one, right?
Yes.
We can consider, an overall title and, use Hard Reset as a subtitle. Like, this part's name is Hard Reset. Next part's going to be this. The overall title of the series.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That would be cool. Yeah, I like that idea. Think of, how Star Wars, how it's, The Last Hope or New Hope, and then, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, stuff like
that. Yeah, just like
Okay.
Harry Potter.
Okay, yeah.
Every series has its own story, but overall comes.
Okay.
From Yep.
You know what? I'm with it. I'm with it. Yeah, let's do that.
Perfect. So do you think you have about a week to put your mind to it, see what you achieve. You have a lot of people around you as well. Ask people.
Yeah.
You never know. A good title can come from anywhere. You can tell them the story of the world book. Just give them the gist of it. This is what I'm writing. It's about my life. It's about all this shit. About all that happened.
Yeah.
This is the title I have right now. Give me some idea. What do you guys think?
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could definitely do that. Yep.
Because I would assume for the next book, we can literally use the last chapter of the title as the title for the second book, because the title, the chapter title for the last one is Heading to Oregon. The next book will be named, whatever we use as the main title, the subtitle of it can be Heading to Oregon. Because it's probably going to explain your life in Oregon, right?
The next book is going to be a prequel to this one.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why I'm going for
a
single overall title with different subtitles.
So I figured we do this one. This was going to probably lead up to my life it's literally being changed. I'm traveling, I'm doing this, I'm doing that or something, or maybe up until I get to Oregon. And then I'll work on the prequel. And then maybe after that, do one more taking place after this. I'm sure we can figure out something. There's people that write seasons and seasons of different shows, and it's really based off of just one thing that might have happened to them in their life, and then they just have writers that just make everything guess up along the way.
If you do get to that point, we have we actually have a few clients that develop into actual series, so we have them writing as well. So let's see.
Okay, all right, cool, yeah. That'll be cool.
Yeah. But first things first,
okay,
let's get this book done. Let's do this one right. Then, you know, we'll start developing to that point. Okay?
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that.
Perfect. So I will give you a call on the next draft. We'll drop you a text. Once you review, we'll, you know, sit down again and see what we can do about this. Okay? We'll talk about the cover at that time as well.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Perfect. Anything else you'd like to discuss? Because being very honest, the last 2 days I didn't actually work much, so there's a lot on my hand that I have to finish right now.
I think I'm good now. You know, now that I got my point across, I'm trying to, like, you know, put my, like I said, just put my voice in it. And like I said, like, you know, I understand why you were writing it in that manner. You know, now, because I was, I was coming off quite passive. And it was probably hard to believe, like, this ain't your life. Like, you lying.
You
like, no, like,
very polite, so that's the overall, you know, reason.
Right. Like I said, I'm just trying to be as professional as possible during the process. But I understand now.
Yeah,
I definitely get it now, and I'll do my best to be more outspoken about everything moving forward.
Perfect. Free feel to bombard me with anything, man. It's all good. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate you taking calling me.
No problem.
And I hope to see the next draft soon.
Yep. I'm going to attach this recording to the writer as well, so she'll get a better idea after listening to this. And give me, like, next week, I'll give you a draft and we'll work from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect, no problem, Colby. Take care, man. Have a good week.
Later. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.